You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our scripture reading is Psalm 71 and verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. In my few years of counseling people, one of the common things I hear is, I am confused. Many times people come and say that, sir, I'm confused. So confusion seems to be a serious problem where people don't seem to know what to do, don't seem to know how to go about situations. But the scripture says that God is not the author of confusion. I want to tell you that God does not want you to be confused. God does not create confusion. In fact, in most cases, when I listen to the issues, I realize that people actually confuse themselves. They are very plain. The what to be done are very clear, but somehow people still say that they are confused. You see, sometimes ignorance is what is creating the confusion. Sometimes it is disobedience. You clearly know this is the will of God, but you don't want to do it. So you are confused. You are really not confused. You just don't want to obey God. But if you look at the scripture we read today, it says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. That's a prayer you should pray. Because sometimes people can be genuinely confused. You can be genuinely confused that you don't really know whether you should go to the left or you should go to the right. One of the things you can do is to ask God to never allow you to be put to confusion. It's a prayer. This person is praying. But you see, that prayer, it has a basis. The reason for the prayer is that in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I trust you. I'm following your word. Then he said, let me never be put to confusion. If you want to pray this prayer, but your trust is not in the Lord, you may still end up confused. It's important where you put your trust. You know, there's a difference between believing in God and trusting in God. The devil believes in God. Most people believe there is God. But majority of human beings on the face of the earth don't trust God. They don't trust his word. That's why you don't obey it. You know clearly what he has said. You see, to trust God, to trust the integrity of the word of God, simply means to rely on it. It also means to obey it. The reason we obey the word of God is because we trust it. If he said that, do good to them that hate you, because I trust that word, I will do it. Because there is grace also to do it, I will do it. Now, if you don't trust it, if you feel like a person that hates you will be taking advantage of you if you continue to do good to that person, then you will not want to do good. You will not want to obey that word because you really don't trust the word. But we obey him because we trust him, that we may not know the repercussion, we may not know the result. But because he has said so, we will simply do it. So we will not be confused. You will be confused in life if you don't trust God. You will constantly be having confusion. But if you put your trust in God, then it's also important that you pray and say, Lord, deliver me from confusion. Don't let me be in confusion. Situations that are confusing me, Lord, make it clear. And I tell you, if you are truly sincere, God will clear that. Because God himself is not the author of confusion. God does not want you to be confused. And so once you face any situation that is confusing, God wants to get you out of it. He himself is interested that there will be no confusion in your life. And I can tell you that in Christ Jesus, there is clarity. If you call unto Jesus, you will discover that God will give you clarity. I pray today that God will deliver you from every form of confusion in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.